So David, there's so much that's going on today. What are you doing? David, hey, did you do the one thing that I asked you to do for today? I mean, I don't ask you to do much.
That's what I was looking for. Hold on a second. Sorry.
I asked you to do one. David, I gave David one like real official business responsibility. Did you do your official? I asked you to do one thing. Did you do it?
I may have.
The biggest deal of the whole thing.
I may have left it at home.
All right, dude. I don't do this with you very often because.
Okay, but listen, it's not my fault.
Why?
Because technically you were the one who trusted me to do it.
Okay.
So.
Well, if it's my fault, then I'm going to fix it. You need to go right now.
I'll go home.
Is it at home? You left it at home?
I think.
David.
Maybe. Okay.
Go now. Go. David lives in Pataskala.
Welcome to 514.
WeCant has, from the very beginning, been about a gift really from God, you know, a gift of faith. If you grew up in the church, you might have heard that concept before, that trusting God, it makes God so happy when we put our faith in Him, and that He gives us the strength to do that. You know, think about it, like we would never be able to trust God if He didn't make us, create us, and then give us the ability and the opportunity to live on earth and decide, as humans, who we're going to depend upon. And He knows that it's tough to depend upon Him. He knows that there's a lot of different temptations. There's a lot of different people and places and things that we can depend upon, that we can rest in, that we can trust. And He says, I'm one of your options. And He says, I'm the best option, and I'm going to change your life option. But everybody gets to decide. So WeCant is all about every person taking an individual step to trust God. You have to do that first and foremost in your life in terms of eternity. And do you believe in God? When you put your faith in Him and say, God, I love you. You love me. You died for me. Please take away my sins. That's the beginning of a faith journey. And then as you grow, you start to trust Him in every aspect of your life. And Jesus Christ makes it crystal clear that trusting God financially is really a matter of your heart. It's the matter of the heart. He says where your treasures are is where your heart is. It's where your emotional center is. It's where your strongest belief is. So when you trust God financially, it really means you trust God. And so my job has been to get all of us to trust God in a new way. And that's what we've been doing, and that's what I'm going to report to you today, how that has happened. Now, as this whole thing started, we started We Pray back in the very beginning of the year, and then we started WeCant in October. And what I put in front of you that first day is this giving journey that we're all going to go on. And this giving journey takes us to the summit, if you will, of $9 million. Now, the $9 million is the amount that we need to come in over the next 2 years. That's the minimum amount. We talked about the building being $11 million and that in order for us to be financially safe and make good decisions, we need to be at $9 million by the end of 2 years. That is a huge goal. I mean, that is like climbing Mount Everest. I'm going to show you how big of a goal that is today and how exciting it is where we stand today. If you think about $9 million, so many of you own businesses, you're smart, you understand just the growth and how huge that is. Here's some perspective. In 2014, the giving at our church, without doing a giving journey or an initiative like this, was $1 million over the course of an entire year. And so that's where we started. That's the baseline. That's where we started out going, okay, we've got to get this amount, which is already so generous and so great of so many of you. We've got to get this to $9 million at a minimum over 2 years. That's a big, big goal. So as we sit today, December 2015, I want to remind you that this is the beginning of a two-year journey, a two-year giving journey. We need $9 million committed and given over the next 2 years. And as we've studied giving journeys, generosity initiatives for other churches, we hired a company that helped us and coached us all along the way that has done these types of giving initiatives for churches hundreds of times. Hundreds of times. And when we told them, you know, we believe we're supposed to build this type of building in this type of location, and our church has to figure out a way to trust God in a new way to get to this summit, they said to us and agreed with us that if we were at 50% or even a little under 50% 2 years before the total needs to come in commitments and in total amount given, they were like, you would be way ahead. Way ahead. Just look at it for a second. 2014, $1 million. 50% of nine, $4.5 million. That's huge growth. If we were at that number today, and then we could try to get the rest of it over the next 2 years. So what I want to do with you guys is just share with you 514 Church's financial state, where we sit today, and some individual stories, and we're going to use the numbers of our report to tell that story today. So before I get started, in order for this to go well, there's one number that's kind of at the end that I need, and David was supposed to get it, so I need to call him. This is very unorthodox. I would never FaceTime in church, but I'm going to do that. I need to call him. He better be home. David.
Hello?
Hey, are you at home?
Hey, what's going on?
Where are you home?
No, I'm at Starbucks. I'm going to head there next.
Why are you at Starbucks?
Because I was parched, Joel. I was parched. You ever been parched before?
David.
Where you need a sweet
nectar of coffee?
I'm frustrated.
I'm standing in front of the church.
So, listen, calm down. You don't have to be mean. Do you want anything?
Yeah. I want you to get the one thing I told you to get.
You know what? Talking to me like that, good thing you don't, because if you wanted something, I was going to spit in it.
Thank you.
No, I wasn't going to spit in it, man.
Hey.
I wasn't.
Hey, I'm up here right now. No. Okay. So now you see what I work with, right? I mean, this is what we're dealing with. Let's move forward. I want to share the report to you today, starting off with the first number, and some of our wonderful staff members at 514 Church are representing each of the numbers. And so I would like you all to give a huge round of applause for Fleur Shomo carrying the number zero. Miss Fleur. Fleur has the number zero, and of course, if the number zero defines today, we are in trouble. It doesn't. Fleur is holding the number zero because it's a very important piece of our story. And that is that we have zero debt at this church. Isn't that incredible? Zero debt. No, we've never made the decision to borrow a bunch of money and put ourselves at the mercy of a lender and having to pay that back every single month. We have been operating successfully with zero debt. That's incredible. And so that's just a very important part of the story. The next number, carried by the ministries director of 514 Church, Carmen Smith, is the wonderful number five. Let's give it up for Carmen Smith. The number five. Now, Carmen, this number means something to you. Carmen probably got here 4 years ago. And when she got here, the church was only 1 year old. And now it's five. 5 years old. Now, for some of you that have been here, we were talking with some people this week. They're going, 5 years old, man, it feels like longer than that. But regardless of how it feels, 5 years old is short. It's young. We're an extremely young church. I'm talking extremely young. It's like I have a five-year-old at home, okay? Like he doesn't brush his teeth when I tell him to all the time. He's still learning to tie his shoes. He came in the room last night at 2 a.m. Daddy, I want you to come and snuggle with me. Like, it's cute, but it's immature. If he does that when he's 25, that's going to be a problem. A lot is going to change as we grow and mature. But to just give some perspective, 514 Church is 5 years old, and it has zero debt. So you understand where we're coming from. Now, bringing out the next number, the wonderful Kevin Lankford, music director, worship leader here. Give it up for Kevin Lankford carrying the number one. The number one. How'd you strap that on?
Well, don't worry about it.
Put your hands up again. Wow, that's amazing. Good for you. He's really working that sign. Okay, so Kevin is carrying the number one because it's important for you to know, and like I mentioned in the beginning of this talk, that 514 Church has a $1 million operating budget. And for the first time coming through 2014, over $1 million by you was given. And that was the first time we had reached that. It was really actually $1.2 million. Now, what's really exciting about the $1 million, when you look at 5 years old and you look at zero debt, this is the coolest part about the $1 million. Since the beginning of the church, the amount given to 514 Church has grown on average of 25% a year over the past 5 years. 25% a year. Every year, it was just going and going and going and going, and after 5 years, we got to that $1 million mark, and that was without any generosity initiative like this. That was with not standing up in front of the church and talking heavily about tithing and giving, which is so important for the growth of a church, especially if we're going to go and move into another building and do what God has called us to do. You have to start to talk to the church about their giving. And with very little development, if you will, we are at this number at the end of 2014. That's incredible. Now, the numbers are rolling here, and I need to make sure the last one shows up. So I'm going to call Dave. Sorry, guys. Sorry. I got to call David again and just make sure that he is on track with this. He is such a bonehead. David, I know you're faking.
Psych. I wasn't really sleeping. I'm awake. What do you want?
Are you at your house?
Yeah, I am at my house, and I'm looking for it. Or I will look for it. Shortly. I'm in the middle of something right now. This is very
I'm in the middle of something.
I want you to see what's on TV. You won't believe this. It's on TV right now. Look. Paul Blart, Mall Cop. Watch, this is my favorite scene, too. Watch this. Watch him slide.
David.
And he doesn't make it. And that, he has to slide over.
David, that wasn't funny 10 years ago.
Oh, there's my Christmas tree. Look at that. Look at that Christmas tree. Look how adorable
David,
that is.
Listen, right? I'm getting frustrated.
Yes, fine. I'll look for it right now. Calm down. Chillax. You don't have to...
David, come on.
Well, I'm sorry. I can't hear you now.
No.
There's David. Static on my phone.
No, there's
you're
not.
You're breaking up.
No, you're making that noise with your mouth.
No, I'm not.
Yeah, we can see you.
That noise.
It's FaceTime.
I was talking in the static at the same time.
David,
see, I can see my ABCs.
You're wasting time. I'm gonna go. You need to stop. Hurry.
I gotta go.
So I don't know how this is gonna go. Hopefully we can get there. Let's just keep moving. Bringing up the number two is Mr. Dave Fladung. Give it up for Mr. Dave. This is a really cool number. This is one of the coolest numbers. When we started down this journey internally, starting to build a strategy for how we were going to move our church in this healthy direction in terms of our giving and finances and giving us the ability to reach goals, we hired a company that, again, I mentioned does this a lot of times. And what they said is churches that have a $1 million budget, the first time that they do a generosity initiative that average nationwide would be that they would be able to raise $2 million on top of their regular operation for 2 years. So for us, they sat down and said, hey, you know what most churches would do and most churches do is you guys have $1 million coming in every 2 years, so you'll probably be able to raise an additional two in the next 2 years, meaning that you guys would have four. $4 million is what average churches do. $4 million total given at the end of 2 years. What that would mean is that if we were the average church, is that in December of 2017, we would have given online through checks, all money in the bank, if we were average, $4 million. $4 million, just a little bit of perspective that we learned. But when Generis met us, They told us something a little bit different. They looked at our church. They looked where we were. And I want to bring out Kaylee Whipple, the lovely Kaylee Whipple. Can we hear it for Kaylee? Kaylee is she's the singer in the group. You may not know that, but if you talk to her, everyone else is talking and she sings. Hey, Kaylee, what do you want from Starbucks? Mocha Frappuccino. All right. Thank you, Kaylee. Holding, it's actually very endearing. The number three was the number that when Janaris talked to us, they said, you guys probably, instead of doing 2 million on top of the two, you'll probably be able to do three because of just the growth and how young you are, but how decent the giving is and the area and the demographics. So that would mean that at the end of 2 years, they projected to us that the best we would probably be able to do is to have 5 million total, our two regular plus three additional $1 million on top of that. That's what they told us would be fantastic. That's what they told us would be above average. Now, let me just remind you, this is critical. That would mean $5 million total given in December 2017. That's what we were told back in March. That's what's going to happen. And so, very important. And as people started to commit and people started to give, the story started to evolve, and the story of 514 Church started to take on this beautiful shape. And we knew that as the church grew, we were going to need some people to give some big gifts. In fact, the experts and us alike, we didn't disagree. We thought, you're going to need like someone to come in and give $1 million, $2 million, if you're ever going to even get close to reaching this $9 million minimum amount that you guys need in order to accomplish your dreams. So bringing out one more number is the number one, held by Bryce Mitchell, assistant student minister here. Give it up for Bryce. This is another number one. And the number one is incredible when you start to break down what has happened individually. Because we have one big gift that is $350,000. That's our biggest gift. Every other gift is under $200,000. So the number that you're going to see today is not someone you might think, right? We live in New Albany and in Columbus is a wealthy town on the north side. Somebody probably, when you see the number where we are and report where we are today, you go, somebody probably wrote a $2 million check. It doesn't really represent the health and where we are as a church. One person is doing 80% while the rest of the church is doing 20. And there's a lot of churches that happens, but the number that you're going to see does not include that. That is not it. This person is extremely generous, and they gave $350,000, but all the rest of the numbers is every one of us trusting God with we can't. That's what's cool. That's what's very, very cool. And as you start to break down the stories even more, I want to just share a couple more numbers. I want Kaylee, Dave, and Fleur to step forward here. I want you to look at the number 320 as we start to just kind of break down some of what has happened. It's so exciting. The number 320. What? I was about to cry and you ruined the moment. The number 320 represents the total amount of gifts to 514 Church in commitments. 320 commitments. Now you need to understand, that's what in behind the stage terms, in terms of church management, that's called giving units. It's a very, very warm and endearing term. Giving units. That's families, couples, and some individuals. This number right here represents a minimum of 800 people and their families giving to our church with We Can. That's incredible. Now, let me give you a little more perspective. Go ahead and step back. Fleur, you, Kevin, and Carmen, come back up here. 150. Now, when we looked last week, we wanted to know how many new givers to 514 Church and We Can. Last week, we were already at this number. That's 150 people that gave $0, 150 giving units, 150 families, 150 couples that were at zero, and because of We Can't, have made a commitment from zero to something for at least 2 years. That is incredible. That's 150 people times, you know, the nuclear family, right? Three. How many people is that? I think the nuclear family is like 2.3 or something like that. Is that a term that nobody understands? I'll just keep moving. All right. Go ahead and sit back. I want to share one more story with you. I want Kaylee to come up here because I want to tell you some individual stories, but we're getting close. So I need to check in with Ding Dong one more time here. Let me just call him and see if he is on track. I'm so sorry. Hey. David, are you here?
I'm back.
Are you back?
Yeah, no, I'm in the parking lot.
Okay. Come on. You need.
It's just a long walk in there. There's a lot of cars.
David, you need to get in here right now. Come on.
Yes, fine.
What is that noise?
What?
What is that noise?
That's Kevin.
Kevin.
He's playing. What are you playing?
Kevin. Clash of Clans.
He's playing Clash of Clans.
Kevin can't be there because he's here on stage right now.
He's on stage right now?
Yeah. You just ruined the whole thing. Okay, just hurry up and get in here.
Yes, okay, I'm coming in.
All right, just, no. Oh, my gosh. All right. Needless to say, that was his idea. Just share a couple stories, three amazing individual stories. There's one story here of increased giving, a family that was a very young family, under 30 years old, in their 20s. And up to today, they gave $0. And what they did is, through We Can't, they made a commitment of $3,600 a year, meaning that they're going to give $7,200 over the next 2 years. Is that incredible? That's incredible. Here's another story of people that gave about $500, I think, dollars a month or a year. And they decided to give, through We Can't, $15,000 a year. And their commitment is now $30,000 to We Can't over the next 2 years. That's incredible. As I looked at the increased stories, it was overwhelming. It was emotional to see how many people were starting off and had not trusted God financially and went from zero to $5,000, zero to $20,000, zero to even $200. What really struck me was just the amount of people that were really stepping out for the first time and trusting God. And that speaks volumes about how great this series and what God is doing in our church. As we told you guys, we solicited from you guys and still want to know some of the individual stories, some of the background of what God is doing in your life through We Can't. And we opened up a website that gave you the opportunity to share what God is doing and to share your story and to write down. And we've gotten some amazing stories. And one of them that came in was several pages long, and every word of it was beautiful. It was wonderful. It was mesmerizing. But I cut a chunk out of it here, just to kind of give you a little bit of an idea of what's happened in this person's life, this woman's life. She was struggling tremendously to the point where she was questioning whether or not life was worth living. And she describes that up until this point, and I'm going to pick up here. She says this. She says, "My life was dark, but I chose to live. Out of this dark time in my life, a couple who my husband and I are friends with suggested we try to go to 514 church. Because I was in such a dark place in my life, coming to church was very difficult. I felt scared of being judged and felt very afraid and ashamed of where my relationship with my husband, and let alone I didn't have one with God. With each Sunday came another hurdle to jump by entering the doors to church. But the challenge became less difficult each time. I have always wanted to feel a sense of belonging to someone, and found it here at this church with these people." And this family went from giving very little and made a huge commitment to We Can't as well. Story after story, you guys, of people that have been moved and changed. And it's exciting to see. It's exciting to watch. So, Kaylee, you can step back. That's three of so many stories. so now David, did you get it?
I'm back. Hey, are you? How come I'm getting here so fast?
It's time. Hey, man. So did you find it?
No, it was not at home. So
what? You, David.
I have no idea what I did with it. No, I remember because
this is the one thing I asked you to do.
Yes.
Like we need it right now. Everyone's waiting for
Look,
like where we are.
Like, okay, so
like this is the time to.
I must have brought it because it wasn't at home.
Yeah.
So it was in my car.
Yeah.
I checked my car because I was in it, and I came in. Oh, is that it?
No, that's the white balance for the cameras.
No, that's it.
No, it's not.
It was here. Never mind.
But that's it.
I found it.
Are you serious?
I found it.
Oh, my gosh.
It's right here.
Okay, you guys, just get in your spot. You guys, as of today, we want to report to you where we are at the beginning of a 2-year journey. Starts today, ends December 17th. As of today, 514 Church has committed $6,132,150. That is incredible. That's you guys. No. Is that not incredible? Wow. You guys, this is you. This is you guys. This is, again, you can sit down. This is $6 million, and honestly, this was the number a week ago. Right now, we are conservatively $6.2 million. That's committed. That's today. We were hoping to be 50% now, and a lot of the experts said the total after 2 more years from now would be $5 million, and that would be great. We have 2 more years to make up the rest of the 3 million. 2 more years. We've been doing this for 6 months specifically. You guys, the stories are incredible. What God has done in your life, so many of you have decided to trust God financially in a new way. And that's why we're here today. That's why so many of you are going, I'm going to trust God. And because of that, $6.1 million. Isn't that so cool? I have to say, like, I am, without sounding patronizing, I am proud of you. I'm so proud that you guys chose to trust God the way you did. And the way that you let him move in your hearts. And I just saw it card after card of people trusting God. I just want to take a minute and just thank God for what he's done and what he's going to continue to do. Being 2/3 of the way there at the beginning of a 2-year journey is absolutely incredible. And it defines we can't. Because every story was God having an individual conversation with people about why they should trust him. And for them to go from where they were, you guys to go from where you were, and even those of you that have given so much and been generous and been consistent, for you to make an adjustment is only what God can do. And I'm just thankful that you guys chose to trust him. And I'm thankful that we get to do this together as a church. It's so exciting. Let's just pray for a minute. You guys can go ahead and leave while we're praying. God, thank you so much for what you've done. How you have really blown all of our expectations away. And how you have just worked in the family's hearts, God, the students, the kids, the toddlers, everyone that decided to say, I'm going to trust God. I'm going to give back. I'm going to be part of something that's bigger than me. God, this is so incredible. We're so young. We've learned so much, and there's such a bright future. God, it's hard to imagine what you're going to do over the next 2 years. God, I thank you for the mom that's in here today that just was afraid to trust God financially and said, no, we need to do this. We need to trust God. We need to watch him provide. I thank you for the college student that works overtime to pay for college, that decided to tithe to 514 Church for We Can't. I thank you for the young married couples that are just starting out on their journey with the fear of protecting themselves and providing for themselves. I thank you that they stopped and said, no, if there's one place we need to trust it, it's God. I just thank you for what you've done. And God, it just goes to show that if we are faithful to a message of dependence and reliance on you, that then you move into people's hearts, you do stuff that only you can do, you provide in ways that we could never, ever fathom. God, it's because of you that we are here today. God, we can't do anything. God, we wouldn't be alive without you. We can't trust you without the gift of faith. We could never depend upon you the way that we all have unless you brought us some peace, brought us some clarity, and unless you specifically said, come on, step out, trust me, walk on water. God, you did that with me, and you've done that with so many. Father, we love you. We worship you today. You are truly unstoppable. Over the past 2,000 years, God, since you left, your church has been growing. People have been trusting you. People have been generous, giving to the local church. It is your plan to save. It is your plan to heal. It is your plan to bind up the brokenhearted. It is your plan to refresh people, refresh souls, refresh the nations. This is what you do. And you don't just do it on a broad scale. You break it down to each and every one of us, God. You are the lover of our souls. You love me right now, right how I am. And you provide and you show and you lead, and I thank you. We worship you today in Jesus' name.